AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. There's word that Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is dropping out of the Republican race for president. Our Jerry Boatlander has more.
Once the GOP frontrunner, sources say Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker plans to drop out of the race. Walker rocketed to the top of the polls after a speech in January to the Iowa Freedom Forum, but his campaign's been hurt by a pair of lackluster debate performances and some stumbles on the campaign trail. After leading in the Quinnipiac poll in Iowa with 18% 2 months ago, he was 10th in a poll that came out 10 days ago. Walker is the second GOP hopeful to drop from the race. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry got out earlier this month. I'm Jerry Boatlander.
Pope Francis wraps up his visit to Cuba tomorrow. By the afternoon, his plane will be landing at Andrews Air Force Base just outside Washington. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says President Obama is looking forward to spending time with the Pope.
There is so much about what Pope Francis has to say that is inclusive and that reflects the kind of personal commitment that Pope Francis has to a wide range of issues, particularly when it comes to social justice.
Francis will also address a joint meeting of Congress later this week. His travels take him to New York, where, among other things, he will address the United Nations. Philadelphia is the last stop on his U.S. tour. 2 days after the Pope leaves, China's President Xi Jinping arrives for meetings with President Obama. One of the top issues on the agenda, continued cyber attacks and cyber thefts coming out of China.
It puts enormous strain on our bilateral relationship, and it is a critical factor in determining the future trajectory of U.S.-China ties.
White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice during a speech today at George Washington University. This is AP Radio News. More than three-quarters of 1 million female college students were sent surveys asking about unwanted sexual contact. About 150,000 responded. AP's Julie Carr-Smith says just under a quarter of those answering the survey say they did experience unwanted sexual contact.
The percent of college students, and this is both undergraduate and graduate students, reporting sexual contact involving physical force or incapacitation since enrolling in college was close to 24%.
The survey found about 17% of freshman females reported sexual contact that was forced or while incapacitated. By senior year, the percentage had dropped to 11%. A doctor says a Colorado man accused of killing his wife after eating marijuana-infused candy bought at a legal pot shop was experiencing psychotic-like symptoms. Last Friday, Richard Kirk pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to the murder charge. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.